Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't want to change anything before the Super Bowl, but I'm ready to move on from this song. This 3 o'clock song.
I've been ready to move on from this song.
All right, well,
Jack
find
likes
a new
it,
one.
Though.
All right. It's a really, it's a good beat.
I mean, I love it. I mean, we've had it for a while, though.
Yeah, I have a good one I've been suggesting. I just would like to try it. That's all I'm saying.
Which one is it?
The Pressure by Nick Caution.
Who the hell is that?
I'm telling you, it's cool. It'll work. Just try it once. That's all I'm asking. I know you're the music guy or whatever, but I'm just saying, try it once. All right. You even heard it once.
Okay.
I played it. Yeah,
I'm good with it.
All right,
I'm good.
So Nick Sirianni, will talk in about 15-20 minutes, and we'll bring that to you live. Very rude of Nick to do it when his good friend Elliot Shore Parks is here for Tuesdays with Elliot.
Did we make Elliot come here today?
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
How did you miss out on? Oh, it's on the Zoom.
It's on
call.
Zoom. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's on Zoom. I just talk about Nick objectively all the time, and I've been proven right, so I feel good about it.
Yep. No, yeah. I mean, not everything's right, but on that one, Nick,
mostly everything.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, when you're right about something, it's more luck than anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the way right.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
I know. Well, I don't want to press Jack about Jalen because I know he doesn't like it.
Well, let's start with Jalen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. That's awesome.
So are you ready to? So he goes out there and plays really well on Sunday.
Yeah.
They scored 55 points. Saquon only has to rush the ball 15 times. All the starters are resting in the second half of the fourth quarter. And what you kept telling me when I was saying, if he throws well,
yeah,
they can score more and put less pressure on the defense, put less pressure on Saquon, blah blah blah. Do you see the difference when he does that? Because they only he dropped back, I think, 31 times, which is the same in the first two playoff games. So it's not about calling all sorts of more passes. Are you ready to concede on that one?
I've always said that he didn't need to throw it 30 times. Like, I agree. It's just about when he's throwing it, how they're doing. And I thought he was awesome on Sunday. And yeah, of course, when the quarterback plays amazing like he did on Sunday, the offense is better. I agree with you on that. But I don't think he played a much different style of game than he has all year. Like, he completed four or five more passes, but he wasn't chucking it down the field. He wasn't squeezing it into tight windows. I mean, he played basically the same.
Well,
he just played a better version of his game.
No, but he took
That's what I said.
Yeah.
He took the shots when they were there. So
how many shots did he take?
Well, think about the pass to Devontae Smith. Devontae was completely covered. The pass interference play. The AJ.
The one on the sideline you're talking about?
The one in the end zone.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was from how far out? 18, 20 yards?
Well, I never said he had to throw far. My point was he wasn't taking what was there. And what I kept hearing back was, well, he's doing enough. My point always is, the goal isn't to just do enough all the time.
Yeah.
The goal is to do more and put them in the position that they were. And I just think, like, to me, it was never about, I want Jalen to be Aaron Rodgers, or I want Jalen to be, throw 45 times. It's not even the way the league is at. It is, take what's there, trust the players that are there. And I think, it did seem like they were a little more creative in what they called, but it also seemed like he only took two sacks.
Yeah.
He got rid of the ball. And I think Ike said something last week that may have been prescient in that he looked fine running around, but he looked like he lost a bit of a step. And I wonder if he relied on throwing a little bit more than he would have normally.
I don't think so. I thought he seemed mostly fine moving. I know he didn't have a lot of rushing yards. He had that one long run called back because of the hold, but that doesn't impact really his ability to run. I thought some of the better plays he made in the game were maneuvering in the pocket. You talk about the Devontae play where they got the pass interference. Like, a huge part of that game, of that play to me, is not the throw. It's avoiding pressure and getting off to the side and being able to make the throw. I mean, I thought he did a really good job avoiding sacks in this game. Now, as to taking the opportunities that were there, I agree with you. He did a better job in this game of taking the opportunities that were there. But where I disagree is that, like, against the Packers, there were opportunities all over the field and he was turning them down. In the Rams, where I didn't think he played well, I did think he passed on opportunities for sure. But overall this year, like, he's obviously had a great year. So in terms of you can nitpick certain games, but Jalen has clearly had a great year. So I don't think the style of game that he played Sunday was much different than what we've seen all year. It was just a better version of it.
Well, he's had a great year managing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been fine this year, but overall. But I don't think he's been great.
It's been a great year. It's not been like a
great year was what he did in 2022.
Yeah, 2022 was probably a better year, but I think when you look at what he did this year, first of all, they're better this year, right?
They had probably Saquon a better year. He would have been the MVP had he not gotten injured in the 15th right. game of the season.
And I think he should have been in the MVP race this year.
He wasn't in the MVP race this year.
I think he belonged in there over Burrow, and you could argue Goff. But Goff, because he finished better, you can put him first. But he definitely belonged in there over Burrow.
Well, should Mahomes been in the conversation
this
year?
I think Mahomes should have been too.
And Saquon. Okay, so instead of judging how the players play, you should just pick the quarterbacks of the teams that have the best record.
Well, in general, it should have been Goff, Darnold,
Mahomes.
Yeah,
right.
Shaylen, come on.
But like, yes, in a way. Like, I know you're simplifying it, but yeah, guess what? The most valuable players are on the best teams. You don't often pick from MVPs from teams that won like three games. So yes, of course.
But the Bengals didn't win three games.
No, I know, but they didn't make the playoffs, right?
But to his point, you can make the argument. And it's a legitimate argument. Sam Darnold had a better year than Jalen Hurts.
You could. I'd have to look into it. But yeah, I mean, they finished fifth.
We threw 35 touchdowns.
Yeah, no, he had a good year.
He finished fifth where?
I'm saying the team. Didn't the team finish fifth?
Well, they had the third best record.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you where he finished.
Yes.
I respect your football IQ. Don't go down that road.
The point I'm making, and I actually think you will agree with me on this, is like, Jalen was obviously valuable to this team. They're one of the best teams in the league. I agree. I'm not saying he should be
like
a quarterback. Yes.
But we don't have to exaggerate.
But I'm not exaggerating.
Hold on.
How is it an exaggeration, right? He touches the ball on every play. He does all the pre-snap
stuff. Every quarterback does that.
Yes. And how many quarterbacks had better years than
him? He threw the ball less than any quarterback in the league.
Yes. That's part
of it. The 29th or 30th ranked passing offense.
Yes. All this is part of the discussion.
But hold on.
But where Jack goes wrong with it is Jack will not change his mind on Jalen, which to an extent I agree. Like, I respect it to an extent.
Thank you.
But you have to acknowledge the dude is back in the Super Bowl. Like, if going into the playoffs, you're like, they can't win with Jalen. Like, he's not that good. Fine. They've won three playoff games with him, and he was awesome in the NFC Championship game. They've been to the Super Bowl 2 times in 3 years. Like, for us to even act like he's not a top 10 quarterback is a joke. Like, he's definitely.
That's different. I'm with you there. Yes.
So when we talk about
him,
That's where I was going with it. So, yes, when we're talking about a top 10 quarterback that's on one of the best teams in the league that had a good year, I think great year, but if you want to say good, fine. Like, yes, that person is one of the most valuable players in the league.
You're lucky we're against the break.
All right, yeah. So, Nick, more with Elliot. And
it's crazy at this point.
No, you're crazy.
No, it's not.
The only thing I disagree with was the MVP thing. I disagree with that.
Lady coat is cutting off the blood circulation.
I disagree with the MVP stuff.
It's not a lady coat.
It is. I saw it. It's a lady coat.
I don't know.
All right. Nick Sirianni speaks next, and more with Elliot. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.